Minisitule y'enjigiriza Janet Katamu Museveni ategeezezza nti ekitongole ekivunaanyizibwa ku kuteekateeka ebisomesebwa kya National Curriculum Development Center kitandise okutereeza ebisomesebwa ku ddala lya A-level era amangu ddala ejja kukwataganyizibwa n'ensomesa eya O-level eya Competence Based Curriculum. Mu mwaka gwa 2022, Minisitule y'enjigiriza yatandika okukozesa ensomesa empya eya O-level esinziira ku busobozi bw'omuyizi ng'ayogera oluvannyuma lw'okufulumya ebifudde ebigezo bya Senior 6. Janet Katamu Museveni yagambye nti ekiseera kino National Curriculum Development Center ekola ku nkyukakyukeza ensomesa ya A-level era nga ejja kutandika okukozesebwa amangu ddala nga bamaze okugiteekateeka.
We recently heard from the study by UNEP the exciting changes we're seeing in the behavior of our children who have gone through the lower secondary competence-based curriculum. The Ministry of Education and Sport through the National Curriculum Development Center has embarked on reforming the USCE curriculum. Currently, we have an aligned curriculum being implemented where excess and unnecessary content has been removed and duplication of information across subject areas has also been addressed. Furthermore, the teaching approaches have been aligned to the approaches at UCE so as to provide a smooth transition from the UCE. NCDC will now move steadily ahead to complete the reform of the USCE curriculum. And when this is completed, I expect that the exciting story we had at UCE will also be told at this level, at A level.
Janet Museveni era asiga abayizi abayina okulemererwa abayinza okulemererwa okwegatta ku yunivasite naddala olw'ebbula ery'ensimbi okugenda mu matendekero ag'ebyemikono.
A statement further shows an increase of over 21,000 more candidates who have qualified for university places compared to the previous year. I'm confident that we have sufficient places in our tertiary institutions, both public and private, to absorb these learners. What our young people appear not to appreciate are the opportunities available in our technical and vocational institutions. Products of these institutions are readily taken up by the industries or are able to create jobs by themselves. So I continue to encourage them to consider that career path. The rewards are becoming more and more visible, I think.
Ye minisitule omubeezi avunaanyizibwa ku matendekero ga waggulu Dr. James John Chrysostom Muyingo asaba abasomesa okwongera okusasira ku masomo ga science na dala physics kubanga yakolebwa bubi mu bigezo bino.
Mama, I salute all the teachers who continue to implementing the competence-based curriculum and whose dire efforts continue to shape the learning outcomes we are witnessing today. Mama, I'm also pleased to note that this year we have registered steady improvement in candidates' performance in most of the science subjects, which includes mathematics, chemistry, biology, as it was indicated, physics. Physics still requires further attention, and I think this one we shall have to take it up as a sector. This progress is very, very encouraging and a signal that as a country we are moving in the right direction in promoting STEM education to support innovation and job creation. I want to urge all stakeholders to receive these results with maturity and responsibility. While examination results are an important measure of academic success, they are not the sole determinant of the learner's potential or failure.